This is Cliff Evans. I'll be talking with Herb Skor going in five. Herb Skor, it's springtime. The year is 1963. Is this the year that you'll be back in the big leagues where you belong?
I certainly hope so, Cliff. And if I had a crystal ball and could look into it, I'd probably be able to tell you. But I feel good, and I've been saying that for the last couple of years, and people probably say, well, he keeps saying he feels good. Well, how come he doesn't pitch good? Well, I don't know why I don't pitch good, but certainly physically and mentally and every other way, I feel as good this spring as I've ever felt.
Well, there's no question that you must have the potential, Herb, because if not, Al Lopez would not have you on the roster. He has you back again this spring, which means he has confidence in you. Now, are you trying to throw the ball differently this year than last year?
Well, I think I'm trying to throw it differently than last year or the year before or for several years before that. I'm trying to throw with the motion I used to throw with. Somewhere along the line, I think after I hurt my arm in 58, I lost my natural motion. I was slinging the ball and doing lots of things wrong, and they kept telling me about it. And I realized there was something wrong, but I didn't have much success in changing it. Now, this spring, my coordination seems a lot better, and I have better control of my body. And thus far, in a short time we've been here, according to Ray Berries, who is a pitching coach, he says I look like a different pitcher than I did. And I think it's an encouragement because I think my motion is starting to come back.
How about your speed, Herb? You had one of the real fast-moving fastballs. Now, I'm sure it's not quite as fast, but it's still fast enough. Now, how do you feel about that? How is it?
Well, I haven't really cut loose and thrown hard this year, but I'm sure that I can still throw hard. I don't think I throw quite as hard as I used to. But then again, that could change, too. If my motion comes back, the coordination and so forth, and you release the ball the same way, I think I would be almost as fast as I ever was. I'm not trying any new pitches. I'm just trying to get the fastball over and the curveball. And incidentally, the increased strike zone can't do me any harm either.
Herb, is it possible that... Well, I don't quite know how to put my finger on it. To what do you attribute the fact that you have not been able to get back to the Herb Skor form?
Well, I honestly feel that having a sore arm and throwing with a sore arm is probably the worst thing a pitcher can do, and we all do it because it's our jobs, and you can't help but be anxious to throw. I hurt my arm, and I kept trying to throw, and I think unconsciously you start favoring something that hurts. If you have a sore ankle, you limp, even though you don't want to limp. It's unconscious, and I did the same thing with my arm. I had a sore arm, and it hurt to throw. And I think I compensated for the hurting unconsciously, and I just destroyed my motion.
Tell me about Nancy. Nancy, of course, is Mrs. Skor. How is she and the family?
Well, everybody's fine. We have a little girl who's going to be 5 in October, another one who's going to be 4 in December. So we, and of course, they spend spring training in Florida, and it's nice for the family. And if we ever get some nice weather down here, why, we'll all have a good time.
Herb, as a husband and wife, do you ever talk baseball with Nancy?
I think on occasion, naturally, you talk a little baseball, but I would say that primarily we don't discuss too much baseball. If you'd actually think about it in terms of the amount of time you spend discussing baseball, we actually don't talk too much baseball at home.
I was wondering, the close relationship that you and Nancy have as husband and wife, whether you ever talk with her about the fact that it's taken you so much longer than we all expect of you to come back.
Well, I probably complain a little to her or grumble and say, "Why? I wonder what's the matter." But frankly, I think it's like everybody else. If you have a business, you don't take your business home because that's the place you want to relax and enjoy other things. And particularly if you're having problems, why burden somebody else with your problems? So as I say, we don't talk a lot of baseball, but Nancy's certainly interested in it. And I think that she is interested when I pitch well, and she knows that when I'm not pitching well, that the best thing to do is not talk to me about it. And I think that it's a pretty understanding wife.
Well, basically, she's interested in you as her husband. Herb, give our very best regards to Nancy and to you, as always. Herb Skor, the very best of good luck. The name is Herb Skor, occupation pitcher, major league pitcher. That's where he belongs. That's where he should be. This is Cliff Evans in Sarasota, the spring training camp of the Chicago White Sox.
See you in New York, please. It's been too long.
Yeah, let's hope so.
All right. Give our very best.
Okay. Bye, Herb.